Welcome back. As part of Yahoo Finance's coverage of Black History Month, we're shining a light on Starbucks and its efforts to hire and promote people of color. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Dennis Brockman, Starbucks's Chief Inclusion and Diversity Officer. We're also joined by Yahoo Finance's Brooke DePalma. So, Dennis, welcome to Yahoo Finance and good to have you on the show. I want to start with Starbucks's lofty goals in this area, because a couple of years ago, you all said that by the year 2025, you wanted to have people of color in at least 30% of all corporate jobs and at least 40% of all retail and manufacturing jobs. So I'm curious, how close are you, Dennis, to achieving those goals? And are there some areas that are stronger than others?
Well, thanks. It's great to be with you. Let me share, you're right. Starbucks has always set out to be a different type of company. And we set some aggressive goals because we do believe diversity attracts diversity. And so as you look at those representation, those goals that we've set, I shared with our partners in an open letter last month, we've made great progress in just about every category. However, I also shared that we will need to move faster and accelerate the growth of representation. Our partners are telling us, I think all throughout all America, that they want to be able to look up and see individuals in leadership that looks like them. And that's why we set those hefty goals. So I'm very pleased with our progress, but there's more to do.
I want to know, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned so far?
Well, I've been a partner for 14 years. I've been in this role for 1 year. And what I've learned is that it's important for us at Starbucks to continue to live our mission and values. It's what's made us successful for the first 50 years. With that, I've also begun to really understand the importance of our third place, what we create in our stores. We know that our partners are the heartbeat of this organization. And there is a need for a human connection. We hear it from our partners, from our customers. What I've learned is that that third place, not home, not work, it is so critical, and we want to ensure that we are sharing with our partners and we're listening and we're learning from our partners, because they are creating that third place for every customer and every community that we serve in. And so the work that I get to lead here is ensuring that we're creating an environment for our partners to feel welcome and a sense of belonging.
Dennis, I just wanted to follow up on some of those numbers regarding your goals. So I know that people of color rose to 48% of the workforce last year. That was up slightly, about 1% from the prior year. Definitely some progress. But when we look a little deeper, I know that in manufacturing, people of color there slipped a little bit. Can you tell us why, and what are you doing to sort of catch up, if you will, to reach those ambitious goals?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to meet with our leadership in manufacturing. And I think like every other company, that's an opportunity for us. And so we are going to be very intentional. We set out, when we think about this work of inclusion and diversity, to be very intentional, to be transparent, and be accountable. And we're going to hold ourselves accountable to those numbers. And so our leadership in manufacturing is working extremely hard. We're looking at other initiatives, such as our accelerator development program, and how can we add some of those individual contributors in our manufacturing into those programs to make sure that we're creating a pipeline so that we can see those numbers increase in our manufacturing plants.
Dennis, I want to pivot the conversation a bit here to the store level. You know, across the U.S., we're seeing these unionization efforts pop up at local stores. Now, as you noted, you really rose up in the ranks at Starbucks, coming from a district manager to the current role that you're in, you know, 14 years. Do you think more needs to be done?
Well, let me be clear. I want to be very clear here. Starbucks is pro-partner. We're not anti-union. We want every single partner who works for Starbucks to love working for this organization. Our mission and our values is what has guided us for the last first 50 years, and it will continue to guide us. And so to answer your question, we will continue to listen and learn from our partners. We will continue to live our mission and our values, and we will continue to make sure that every single partner that works in our stores feels valued and feels a sense of belonging.
You know, Dennis, I know before your current role, back in 2018, Starbucks grabbed the headlines when it closed all of its stores to train its employees in this race bias sensitivity training. That was 2018. I'm wondering if you're still doing that bias training, and how are you measuring progress in that area?
We are. So we have ongoing training for all of our partners, even our partners in our stores. And we measure it in different ways. We get to measure it in surveys that we do at every level of the organization. And what we know that our partners are telling us that they see us improving in the area of inclusion and also in our representation here at Starbucks. And so that training is ongoing and we will continue to train. Here's what I believe, and I've shared this. Inclusion, and it's important to understand inclusion, but you can't understand inclusion unless you have been excluded. And I've been part of that. I've been excluded. And so I take this work personal because I know that to be excluded, it hurts. And we want to make sure that every single partner, all 400,000 partners here at Starbucks, feels a sense of inclusion and self-belonging in every customer who walks into our stores.
All right, Dennis Brockman, Starbucks' Chief Inclusion and Diversity Officer. Thanks for being with us, and good luck with reaching those goals.
Thank you.